Yeraisa. Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines on the bottom, the last word on the line. So, we're in the middle of discussing a Braisa which tells us about different halachos of the Urim V'Tumim. So, Ein Shayla and Shnei Devarim Ke'echad. The halacha is you don't ask two questions at the same time. And if you do, so it's only going to answer you one anyways. And it only answers the first Shayla that you asked. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, he asks, Kiruni Bali Ki'ilu B'yadoi. David HaMelech asked two questions. First he asked, are the people in Keilah going to hand me over to Shaul? Ha'yeirei Shaul v'gaymer. And then he asked also, is Shaul HaMelech going to come here? V'yomer Hashem yeirei. And you see Hashem only answered one Shailah. He said that yes, that Shaul HaMelech is going to come. But he didn't answer this, the other Shailah about whether or not they were going to hand him over. Affect the Gemara. So that's a raya that you only get answered to one. But va'amrei machzir na l'rishon. But you said that it's very specific which one. That you get answered the first shayla. And here, David HaMelech was answered to him the second shayla. So says the Gemara, David shal shalaika seder. That's because David HaMelech himself asked out of order. So really, the second shayla should have been first, and the first shayla should have been second. First you ask, is Shaul HaMelech gonna come? And then ask, are they gonna hand me over? David HaMelech asked in a funny order. He said, are they gonna hand me over? Is he gonna come? First he asked to come. And therefore, v'chziru like a seder. So therefore, the Shechina answered him what should have been the first shayla first. Is Shaul HaMelech going to come? And it answered yes. V'kevin shiyada shashal shalek a seder. Once David HaMelech chapped, and he asked in the order, shuchazav shal ka seder. He then asked in order. Shanem as the Pasuk says, he asked giru v'alikilu aisi v'sanoshai biat shal. He re-asked this question, are they going to hand me over? V'yoyimer Hashem, yes giru. And Hashem said yes. The Braisa continues, v'mhutzrach hadavar l'shnayim achzirin l'shnayim. However, if a person needs to ask two shaylas at the same time, because he doesn't have time to wait to get the answer to one and then ask a second, so then you could ask both at the same time and it'll get responded to. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, that David HaMelech asked, v'yishal David b'Hashem leimar, ha'erdaif achri ha'gudud hazeh, ha'as yigenu, shay chase after them, will I be successful? V'yayimir lai redaif, ki hasik tasik v'hatzel tatzel, yes, chase, and you'll be successful. So you see, in such a case, he asked two and he was answered both. And even though the words of a Navi could be changed, the words that the Urim V'Tumim says, that's as kiyam forever. That never changes. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, b'mishpat ha'urim. It says, b'mishpat. So it's called the mishpat, it's like a gzer din. Lama nikra shaman Urim V'Tumim. Why b'chad does it have this name, Urim V'Tumim? So says the Gemara, Urim shemi ibern es devrem. It was called Urim because it was mayor, because the words, the letters, when they would respond, it would respond to the person who asked the shayla, so the letters that formed to form the answer would light up on the chayshan. And tomim shemashlim es devrem, because it gave kiyum to the words, like we just said, that the words of the Urim v'tumim are in a chayzeres. Says the Gemara Vim Taimer Begivas Binyamin. Maybe you'll ask, what happened by Pelagish Begiva over there? The Urim V'Tumim seems to have been wrong. It told them to go to war. And tens of thousands of Yidden died when they went to war against Shevet Binyamin. So, why didn't it pull through? Why didn't it follow through for them? Says the Gemara, they didn't ask whether or not they'll be successful. They just asked if they should go. And then in the end, they realized, after a couple of days, they asked, and they realized to check into this, whether or not they would be successful, and it was Takam asking that they were going to be successful. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, ben Elazar ben Aaron, Oimei lefanav, b'yamim ma'heim, that he was the one who stood before them. Lame were saying, should we continue to go out to war or not? You're going to be successful. So then, and then they were successful. Now, how exactly did the Urim V'Tumim form the answer? Or how was the answer formed on the Chayshan? So it says, the Gemara says that the letters would protrude, they would light up and protrude, but they would still remain scrambled up. That was on the Nishal to unscramble the letters. And Reish Lakish says, no, that they even unscrambled themselves, that they were mitzdarfis, the letters unscrambled themselves and formed the tshuva. In fact, the Gemara v'leksibu tzadi. So how could it form the tshuva? It doesn't have a tzadi on the chayshan. If you go through all the names of the shvatim, there's no tzadi. So it says the Gemara Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Avram Yitzchak Yaakov k'siv sham. It also had the names of the avos on top of Reuven. The Rambam says it said Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. V'leksiv test. There's no test. Even if you add the avos, there's still no test. So it says the Gemara Amar V'achav Yaakov Shiftei Yeshurun k'siv sham. It was a test in the word Shiftei, and it said Shiftei Yeshurun on the bottom underneath Binyamin. It said Shiftei, or the Gersa of the Rambam is Shiftei Ka. But either way, there was a test, so there was a test. Now, fact the Gemara, call kain she ain't no medaber beruach hakodesh, rishkin a shayra love ain't shaylin boy. The halacha is that the nishal asked that beruach hakodesh. Sharei shot tzadik va'alsulay, avyasar v'loy alsulay. When they asked, when Dovid HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, so he asked tzadik hakain, and it worked, but avyasar didn't work. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yal avyasar at toim kalam. It says that they removed avyasar from his post. V'yal avyasar, that they removed him. So you see that you need to have ruach hakodesh. What's the kasha? The kasha is that you see if you need to have ruach hakodesh. Now, if what we said before is true, that the letters would light up, and if according to Reish Lakish they would even combine mamish and form the tshuva, so why do you need ruach hakodesh? It said the teretz itself. So says the Gemara. So you have a messiah bahadayu, that even though it's true that the choshen would light up and give the right answer, perhaps even unscramble itself, but it needed the help of the ruach hakodesh of the nishal. So it was the nishal's ruach hakodesh that assisted that what we described before should actually happen. The ancient and elul melech. We said in the Mishnah that only certain people could ask the Urim V'Tumim. We said the melech, we said the abezdin, the sanhedrin, and we said the kain meshuach mochama. So it says the Gemara Benani, Mili, what's the Makar? It says the Gemara Amir Bevayud Amar Kra Lufnei Elazar Akoyin Yamid V'Shalai B'Mishpat Urim. And the Pasuk concludes that who could ask an Urim V'Tumim? Who? Referring to Yahushua. Who? Him? V'chol B'nei Yisrael Itoi V'chol Eida. So we dash it from there that who? Zemelach. That refers to the Melach, refers to Yahushua, who the Gemara seems to assume has a din of a Melach. V'chol B'nei Yisrael Itoi Zemeshuach Mochama. That refers to the Kai Meshuach Mochama who goes out to war. So he has all of Klai Yisrael with him. V'chol Eida Zesanhedrin. That refers to the Sanhedrin who are called the Eidei Aida. So that's the Makar that's Dafka, these people that could ask the Ramatum. Imagine Lach Bala Kain Gadol. So now we begin the last parak. Says the Mishnah, Yom Kippurim aser b'achilo v'shtiro b'rechitzo b'sicho v'nina sasando. Yom Kippur is aser in the chamisha nuyim uv'tashu shamita. It's aser b'achilo v'shtiro. It's aser to wash yourself with water. It's aser b'sicho to anoint to wash yourself with shemen. But it's aser to wear shoes, and it's aser to have relations. V'hamelech v'akala yirchatzu es p'neihem. However, there's an exception that a melech and a kala, they are allowed to wash their faces because they have to look nice. A melech because he's the melech. A kala to be beloved to her husband. V'achaya tino la sasando. However, and also a chaya, a lady who just gave birth, so she could wear shoes because for her the cold is very dangerous. So she could wear shoes. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These exceptions were all made by Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim Eisur and the Chachamim said that no, there's no exceptions. Ha'aycha k'kesavas agasa kamaya v'chagar nisa v'ashayse m'lay lugmav chayiv. The shear for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is for achila. It's to eat a large date with its pet. We'll see in the Gemara. And for drinking, it's the m'lay lugmav also, which will all be explained in the Gemara. All foods combined for a kaiseves. I mean, even if you have half a kaiseves of crackers, half a kaiseves of cheese, they combine to create a full shear, and the person would be chayv kares for eating such a thing in the appropriate amount of time. And the same thing applies to drinks, that if you have half a cup, half a shear of orange juice, and half a shear of grape juice, so they combine. However, but foods and drinks don't combine. If you have half a kaiseves of food, and half a malay lugma, of drink, so that they don't combine. Frak the Gemara now, we said that Yom Kippur is Aser Bachila Vashtiya. Frak the Gemara, it's Aser? It's Anish Karisu. It's not just Aser, there's a Chiv Karis for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. So it says the Gemara, Am Rav Ila Vitem Rav Yirmiya, like Nitzrucha El Chatishir. The Mishnah which says, describes the Isser only as Lashon, Belashon Aser, it doesn't say Lashon of Chiv, it's because we're not talking about the Shir that you're Chayiv Karis for. We mean to say it's Aser to even have less than a Shir. Now less than a Shir is not Chayiv Karis, even though it's Aser. Well, says the Gemara, Hanichel Mand Amar Chatzishir Asam Min HaTorah. That works if you hold that there's Takan Isser to have Chatzishir. Al Mand Amar Chatzishir Asam Min HaTorah. But if you hold that there's no Isser of to eat or drink less than the Shir, so the Ma'ikel Meimar, then what are you going to say? What could the Mishnah be referring to? It can't be referring to less than the Shir, because then that's not Asr. It must be referring to the Shir. If it's referring to the Shir, so why does the Mishnah say Asr? It should say Chayiv. Now, where is this Machlaikis about whether or not Chatzishir is Asr or not? So says the Gemara, Didmar Chatzishir, regarding Chatzishir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah, which will go into more details in the Hemshuch and later in the Gemara. But Hanichel Rabbi Yochanan, in the meantime though, Hanichel Rabbi Yochanan, everything makes sense now according to Rabbi Yochanan. We could say that the Mishnah is talking about Chatzishir, because he holds a Chatzishir's Taka Aser. El Reish Lakish, Ma'ikel Meimar, but according to Reish Lakish, who holds that there's no Isser to eat Chatzishir, so then what could the Mishnah be referring to? Like we just said, it can't be referring to Chatzishir, because then it's not Aser. It it must be referring to the shear. If it's referring to the shear, so why does it just say ulcer? It's not just ulcer, it's chayiv karis. Just as the Gemara, we could be talking about chatzi shear. Ah, Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shear is not ulcer. That's just us, not ulcer min ha-tayra. But maid Reish Lakish, ulcer min ha-rabbanan. Even Reish Lakish is maid that there's an isad rabbanan to have chatzi shear, and therefore the kuli yama, the Mishnah, could be talking about chatzi shear. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's describing an isad araisa, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, it's describing an isad rabbanan. But either way, it's talking about chatzi shear, and that's why it doesn't use a lashon of chiyav. It just says a lashon of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim is aser v'achilu b'shtia.